It is the first day of fall, and we will celebrate it by talking about the fall harvest in our gardens and at the farmers markets, and we'll share some recipes to enjoy this autumn during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Today, let's make it Tell Joy What to Do with Wisconsin's Fall Foods. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We will welcome in one of our favorite chefs who joins us regularly to talk about seasonal cooking. And Monique Hooker, among other things, will share with us a great recipe for apple strudel. And you can join in with your favorite apple recipes or dishes that you enjoy using the fall harvest. But first, as they say, this announcement, this is Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. And joining me to let you know that listeners like you provide the single largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio is Bill Martins. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Joy. It's your last pledge drive.
That's right.
How you feeling about that?
You know what? I'll let you know next Friday.
Right. Well, we got to make sure we go out with a bang here for Joy's. Of course, you know she's retiring next week. And we're going to start it off with a goal of 10 pledges this hour. And it's a great time to give because we're celebrating our first 100 years of broadcast. Your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gets us one step closer to meeting our goal, and it means a strong start to paying for the programs you count on for the next 100 years.
People who listen, people like you, provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation is an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and the entire community. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
More than 22,000 WPR members are proud, sustaining members. They provide a steady, reliable stream of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio.
And you can join their ranks by choosing an amount, let's say, I don't know, 10 bucks a month, and setting it up as an ongoing basis. It's the best way to support the station you rely on, so become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
2017 is our centennial, and we have a special prize drawing for you this drive. Make a gift of any amount, and you'll be entered to win our Centennial Celebration Package. The winner will receive two VIP passes to our marquee event with NPR's Ari Shapiro on October 14th in Madison. You'll also get hotel accommodations and meals. You don't have to donate to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to Centennial Celebration Drawing, Wisconsin Public Radio, 821 University Avenue. Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the details at WPR.org/drawing or enter by making a donation of any amount right now.
And you can pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of WPR during this very first hour of the very first day of our fall membership drive. And it happens to be the first day of fall, conveniently. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
You know, the strength of WPR's budget is that it comes from several different sources. The single largest piece of the budget is member support, including more than 800 members of the 9XM Leadership Circle.
9XM members support WPR with gifts of $100 a month or more. So you can join the 9XM Leadership Circle now by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Give the amount that's right for you. We say that all the time during these pledge drives. And if it's helpful to use a formula, well, check this out. Say you hear three things a day that you're really glad you heard. If you paid a dime for each one of those, that would work out to $10 a month.
If that sounds like the right calculation for you, make that gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, 10 pledges to go. We've got 50 minutes to get there. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners, you make it all possible. Your gift today ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on every day. Make your centennial gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Oh, and don't forget, when you give, you're also entered in the drawing for the Centennial Celebration Package.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice package of happy birthday items. And here's another gift you can receive for your pledge of $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's the WPR travel mug that features three, not one, not two, but three Wisconsin landscapes where you might listen to Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right. It's very cool. You should check that out. Again, $20 a month, that can be yours. And it's a great time to become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and as you mentioned at the very start, Bill, this is my last pledge drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I decided after 31 years that I would move on to something else and actually get some time to travel a little bit more. That's one of the primary reasons why I thought, life is short and there's a lot of things on my travel list. And this is the hour every week when listeners for many, many years told me where to go. And and we celebrated Wisconsin life. I'm not going to, not everyone was a travel hour, but we talked about Wisconsin culture and recreation and life. And it's probably, I would say, it's my favorite hour each week. This was my favorite hour to host, and I am looking forward to hosting my guest during this hour and hearing from you on air. But if this is also an hour that you appreciate, because we focus on Wisconsin life, do make your pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Let's get this hour started off right and make that pledge now, and we'd greatly appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Bill. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Time now to talk with our guest about fall foods. Monique Hooker is a chef, a teacher, and an author with a lifelong enthusiasm for food and travel. She travels extensively, teaching and lecturing throughout the United States, and we ask her to join us fairly regularly to talk about seasonal foods and local foods, as that is a passion of hers as well. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, Joy, and what a time to be on your show.
Well,
oh, it's such a gift.
Yeah, thank you so much, Monique, and thank you for coming on the show as frequently as we asked you to share your knowledge and your passion.
Love to.
And we have lots to be passionate about.
We should do.
Even though it doesn't feel like fall so much.
It doesn't. It finally feels like summer.
I know, right? We didn't have much of a summer, did we?
And our food is reflecting it, too.
How so?
Well, you know, things are coming up finally when they were supposed to be here a long time ago. And the other foods are just dying to be harvested. So there's a lot more work this year, this fall, to put food up because of the late summer and now early fall, and the fruit and vegetables, well, they go by the weather. You know, they don't ask us for the calendar, but we have to be ready.
Yeah, that's right. So what? I know in different parts of the state it's different. But what are we harvesting in our gardens? And
right now I think we all harvesting is the apples.
Yeah.
Apples, and of course the other apple, which I call the tomato. Tomatoes are endless at this time. They should have been asleep a while back, but anyway. But apples and apple flavors and aromas are in the air, and it's apple season and apple fest everywhere. We have big one this weekend here in Gay's Mill. But yes, so what to do with apple and which apple to use? I think it's always a question for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's I have been to a local orchard here a couple of times so far this September, and I noticed that Gay's Mills was having its Apple Fest this weekend, and I noted on a Facebook post that was my very first Tell Joy Where to Go assignment. When we made this little, you know, just kind of a little feature that listeners could tell me to go to different places around the state.
Yeah.
And that Gays Mills Apple Festival was a lot of fun. There were a lot of apples, and that was the first time I had an apple donut. I don't know why. I've never had an apple donut, but I did.
Well, yeah, one of the orchards is very famous for the apple donut. Another one is for the apple pie. The other one is for apple sauce. It's great because you get to share a lot of different apples, a lot of different flavors, and a lot of recipes. And talk about gifts, this is a time of the year also that you can put some of those up to give as gifts on the holiday season are coming up, or even putting on your Thanksgiving table, and that's a gift to share.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you know, a pie or some
strudel.
Kind of preserve. Oh, the strudel.
You know that you can put up all your fillings for pies and apples in your freezer, or you can can them in a jar and use them all winter long. And this is really a good way to preserve those wonderful flavors, because apples you get during the winters are not from here. They don't have the same flavors. But the apples here are really, really delicious for all those. So it's knowing your apple. That's exactly what I like to call it, and knowing your apple. And I think this is a way to ask questions to see your apple orchard, what one you use for pies, what do you want you can use for storing. And I store apple two ways. I put them in a freezer, already prepped for my pie and my strudel, and I also make apple sauce. And then the other way is to store apple in my crawl space, in your winter root cellar, and knowing which apple to store. And I can keep apple almost all the way up to March.
Wow, that is great. Well, we'll get a few tips here on that. You did send along a recipe for apple strudel, which looks fabulous. What kind of apple should we use for our apple strudel?
Well, I like to use a mixture. It's the same apple that we'd use for applesauce, which is a green apple, something like a greening or gravestine or something like that. Something like Jonah Mack or Jonah Gold, which is wonderful and buttery. Another one would be an Arlson or Wolf River and a Northern Spy. Those are all Wisconsin, very productive here in Wisconsin. And those are three different apples. They make a wonderful mixture of flavors. But there's so many, there's over 2,000 varieties of apple around the world, so it's really, you can go forever. But those are good things to have. And I always put a little bit of lemon, not much, but a little bit of lemon in my strudel, because not only it keeps them from turning too brown too quickly, but it also helps set the pectin when your apple pie and your apple strudel cool down, so that the juices become very gelatinous and very binds the apple together very nicely. And I like to put some nuts in there. We have lots of nuts coming down from the tree, black walnuts and hazelnut now, very productive in Wisconsin. And also put some dried cranberry, craisin.
What a great idea.
And that really makes a wonderful balance of buttery, tart, sweet, and not too much sugar. So what you can use is, of course, you can add cinnamon if you like. I don't care for cinnamon myself, but I put vanilla in mine, and voila, your mixture is done. And you can either cook it and put it in a jar or in the Ziploc bag and freeze it, or you can just, make like 4, 5, 6 bags. It gives you enough to pass through the winter.
Oh, does this sound good? You also shared a recipe for vanilla sauce. Is that for the apple strudel?
That's to serve with the apple strudel. Yeah. The apple strudel, I like to serve with a vanilla custard sauce.
Yeah, and we will be sharing these on our Facebook page and on our website.
Oh, good.
They look really great. What makes an apple strudel an apple strudel as opposed to an apple pie?
Well, again, those are traditional way of making pie. In France, we make an apple tart, which is open face, so you can actually see the apple. The Dutch way, the German way, the way we know it here, which we do here with a cover on the top, which is apple pie. And the strudel is more Austrian. And Austria and all that Eastern European countries serve apple strudel, and they make a different dough. Each one makes a different dough. So those are more tradition. So the apple strudel is rolled up in a puff pastry or phyllo dough or strudel dough. Those are the three doughs they use for that. So it's a log. It looks like a log, which is so traditional around this time of the year where people are logging. So a log is also a tradition at Christmas time to make a Yule log. So that shape is always, it's always reminiscent of the fall. And I think we forgot that part of history. It's so long ago that people don't keep up. They just keep on making it. But it's nice to connect the tradition with the history.
Yeah.
And so the apple pie came here from the Dutch people. And so in Northern Europe, Germany, Dutch, and those are apple pie, English, Scottish, you know, mince pie also in England, you know. It's a different way of making it. But I was raised where we like to look at beautiful things. So we keep out, we don't make pie like we know it. We make tart. It's open face, so you can actually see the whole apple arrangement on your page. So you can choose, you get lots of choices to play with apples.
Now,
but apples are not the only one. We have so many other foods that are available
right now.
And
we will talk about as many as we can, and we are welcoming your calls, dear listeners, of the your favorite ways to use apples or other fall foods. Are you someone who likes to... You got some squash ready to go. Maybe make some sort of squash soup. Monique will share with us in our next segment some secrets to her butternut squash soup. And again, it doesn't have to be apples or squash. Any other fall foods. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh.
This is Tell Joy Where to Go. Here on the Ideas Network, we are talking about fall foods during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. But before we get back to our conversation with Chef Monique Hooker, let me welcome back Bill Martins as we are in our fall membership drive, and we are asking you for your support. You're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in to WPR. Today, we're asking you to put a value on the program and everything else you hear on the Ideas Network and make a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 8 more of you to do just that in the next 35 minutes to stay on track this hour. Your support keeps WPR's Ideas Network strong. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Where else are you going to get a conversation about making apple strudel at 6 o'clock in the morning? Nowhere. That's why we pride ourselves on giving you early morning conversations here on the Ideas Network. You know what? You're not going to get conversations with your neighbors all over the state and with renowned guests anywhere else. No one else does this.
That's absolutely right. We're the only ones crazy enough to do it, and you know what? It works.
It does. It does. And we book the guest. We show up. You show up. We have a lively, informative conversation every single morning.
And even though, Joy, you're going to be retiring coming up, and I know we're all going to miss you, and it's going to be a totally different place without you here, these 6 a.m. conversations that you all love are still going to be here. We're still going to do those. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552. Your support is absolutely critical to making these discussions available to you and to everyone.
And indeed, this particular hour will be focused on Wisconsin after our I Retire, and Kate Archer-Kent, who will be our interim host, will be hosting it. And I hope she will bring back guests like Monique and other Wisconsin experts on a variety of things. Next week, by the way, we are talking with Gary Knowles, who kind of started this whole thing off with me in telling me where to go around the state for various travel adventures. So next week, Gary will be here. And after that, Kate Archer-Kent will be hosting And they're going to call it Wisconsin Weekend.
That's correct. Yep. Yeah. It's still going to be the same general idea, but we obviously can't have a show with Kate Archer Kent called Tell Joy Where to Go, so we had to make a little change.
I was kind of disappointed in that. You can pledge to keep these Wisconsin conversations going strong at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. We're looking for 7 more pledges in the next half hour. Again, do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I have definitely bought some crazy clothes.
It's a little thing, you wind it up and it goes across the top of the table. She broke it in the first 5 seconds.
Silliest thing. It was Kahlua.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. You decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe it's $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. You decide and make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At WPR, you get to choose how much you give, and a contribution of any amount makes a big difference. And here are some suggested amounts. Think about the same, you know, the amount that you pay each month for Netflix or cable or coffee, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So pledge now. You pick the amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Radio is the perfect companion because it complements anything else you're doing. If you want to sit on the couch and just listen, you can do that.
And you don't have to. Unlike TV or reading, you can drive while listening to the radio, while you're getting ready for work, cleaning the house, working out, whatever.
Radio is an enhancer. It doesn't drain your energy. It just makes whatever else you're doing better. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio. So your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps keep it going.
You know, Joy, during our last pitch session, we mentioned that the centennial celebration package. Let me tell you about a couple of things that are in that, because this is big. We've got 2 tickets to The Power of Story show that's coming to the Overture Center in Madison on October 14th. You're going to get 2 tickets to a pre-show. It's going to be catered. Ari Shapiro from NPR is going to be there. Some other WPR personalities and some other guests are going to be there. You're going to get a gift card for dinner at Cento before the event. You're going to get a one-night stay to the Concourse in Madison. 1 All Socks Considered set, a beanie, a WPR travel mug, and one Madison Originals gift card. All of that has a retail value estimated at $910.
Oh.
So this isn't just some, you know, goofball package that we put together to just get rid of stuff. I mean, this is a great package. And there's more details at WPR.org. And that could be yours when you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Every single pledge enters you into the drawing for the Centennial Celebration Package. And if you are a sustainer, don't worry. You will automatically be entered into that drawing. Show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. And remember to ask for the fun new travel mug. It's yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Again, we're looking for 7 more pledges in the next half hour or so to reach our hourly goal. And you can help make that happen by making that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, 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 it's my awesome almanac.
Happy first day of fall. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. And on this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, we're talking about fall foods, even though it doesn't feel like fall. Boy, do you remember it ever being possibly 100 degrees on the first day of fall? But Don't worry. Cooler, crisper days are certainly on the way, and we are going to want to take advantage of all this great fall foods, fall produce, and other fall foods. As Chris called, and he says he's been butchering chickens this morning. Well, way to go, Chris. He says, we've been seeing other people processing the pigs that they raised this year, so the fall harvest extends well beyond the garden. Thank you for that reminder. Talking with Monique Hooker, who is a chef, a retired teacher, an author with a lifelong enthusiasm for food, and she is joining us to tell us what we can do with our fall foods. So, Monique, that's right. I guess some people have their crops that aren't really produce. They're chickens and hogs and meats on their farms.
Because the pastures are also going to sleep very soon, and those of us who raise animal on pasture have to really get them ready for the winter as well. So everything is getting ready to go to sleep. So while you're driving around and admiring all those beautiful colors in the fall, and even though they're not as bright as it should be because we are lacking water, but they are beautiful area to drive to, Joy, as you know. You can be looking at the farm and the stand, and you'll find lots of squash, and all the squashes have been harvested as well, and so are the pumpkins, but they're not necessarily ripe. I suggest people to really buy them now because they are so bountiful, but leave them outside to ripe. They need to ripe at least until mid-October before you can start really enjoying their wonderful flavor, like butternut squash, acorn squash, spaghetti squash.
Oh, and they will ripen even if they're off the vine.
Yes, I swear, because their vine are dying. And that's the reason why they're being harvested.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we don't realize that. And the stems, their stems are still kind of green. I wait for my stems to turn kind of dry. And once the stem is dry, then I cut them in half, the butternut squash especially, and cut them in half and put them upside down, you know, cut side down in the oven, and let them roast at 350 for maybe like 45 minutes or so. And they are so delicious because any high heat is what develops their wonderful sugar. And so, and I scoop it out and make my beautiful soup, and sometimes I add apples to it too. And apple is a great addition to any kind of fall food. You can add it to, grate it to a coleslaw with a cabbage. Cabbage are also becoming mature. You've got also beets are mature now, and roast them in the oven, wrapped in foil paper instead of boiling them. I do not let my beets touch water. Anything that touches water dilutes the flavor and really...
Monique, somebody told me to boil my beets one time, and it looked like there was some sort of crime scene in my kitchen because it was terrible.
Exactly.
I don't want to do that. And then I think it might have been you who said roasting them. And oh my goodness, are roasted beets good?
He said that I was telling someone the other day. I said she wanted to make pickled beets. I said make them with roasted beets first. Roast your beets first. Your pickled beets will never be much better than that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so true. And sometimes we forget that the oven is there for a reason. Much easier because you don't have the mess of boiling and all that. So so putting food up to extend your winter, your fall season into winter food, you know, it's really not an old tradition. It's just survival. It's just taking advantage of this beautiful nature and being healthy in the process, too. And this is why we can't forget that. Mm-hmm. And don't forget you get grapes coming up, Concord. I just finished putting up 60 quarts of grape juice. Oh. I am exhausted.
Oh, my goodness.
My grapes were just incredible this year.
Yeah, so the weather conditions were good for the Concord grapes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know, and you have to pay attention to the weather. This is what the seasonal foods are all about. And then I just finished putting up some roasted red pepper and talking to some of my favorite organic farmers. And as you know, here in the Driftless, we have many of them. And I was driving by yesterday. yesterday by the field, and it's just those red peppers are looking at me and say, oh, I just want to stop and pick up a whole case. So that is what I did. I pick up a whole case of peppers, and guess what I'm doing this weekend?
And what are you going to do with those peppers?
I'm going to roast them in the oven on the grill until they turn black. Then I put them in a bag to make them sweat, and I just rub them to get the skin off, and then peel them back into little lobs and put them in a jar and just pour water and a little bit of lemon juice on there and with maybe a garlic clove of two and a sprig of basil and close them and process them in a water bath for maybe 15, 20 minutes. And voila, you got roasted red pepper for the rest of the year.
Oh, boy. I wish I had your skill. But that's one of the things I'm going to do, by the way, Monique, when I retire. I'm going to concentrate. I'm actually going to take some professional cooking classes. So I can actually finally learn how to cook.
Well, it's just fun even doing that, you know, and I hope you can come up and share a day with me. We can have fun just visiting organic farm and putting food up or sharing food at the table, because this is what we love to do, is to share all this. And this is what the spirit of what I do is, to share with my children and to share with my friends and family. It really is.
It's a date. Thanks, Monique. That's an offer I can't refuse.
Where you should go, you should come to my house.
Thank you very much. Monique Hooker is our guest. She's a chef. She's a retired teacher. She's an author. She has been a frequent guest with us here on Wisconsin Public Radio, talking about seasonal foods and making the most of our harvests. And she's been with us in the springtime and here in the fall. And we welcome your questions for her. She is she's a gem. She's a resource. So if you have any kind of questions on how to use your fall harvest, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And if you don't have a question, you can also share one of your favorite fall foods. Maybe you're doing stuff with apples this weekend, or you're going to the Apple Fest. What do you plan on doing with all those apples? Do you have a secret recipe for pumpkin or squash soup? Or do you love your roasted veggies? What else do you like to do with your fall foods? Let us know, and we will get to your calls in just a moment. But Bill Martins joins me now because we are in the beginning of our fall membership drive, and we have an update on how we're doing this hour.
Yes, we need 6 more pledges in the next 20 minutes to reach our hourly goal, so we're getting there. That's great. And now is a great time to support the station you love, Wisconsin Public Radio, of course.
Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, you can help pay for the programs you enjoy by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You should take Monique up on that cooking class stuff, by the way. That sounds spectacular. I think I might retire just now and join you guys. That sounds great. A large slice of WPR's budget pie, the biggest slice, in fact, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, and we've got the state and federal governments and businesses, they're important, of course, but it's your contribution that makes a huge difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is thanks to listener support. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We ask that you make a contribution. We also ask that you give an amount that's comfortable to you. Many people give $10 or $20 a month. Some people give $100 a month or more.
Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs you enjoy, keeping your source for information and entertainment on WPR going strong. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Bill from Wausau, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too. I think it's important because things are said and done on the radio that are important, that need to be said, that we don't get on any other radio station. I listen to it all the time. It's on the car, it's on the radio in the morning when we get up, and it's on all day practically, and it's just the way we live. I know that the money is going to be well used. It's a valuable service, and I just feel good about it.
And you can feel good about your donation in support of the programs you count on by making one at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we're here to raise the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio, that keeps all of the talk shows you enjoy, that keeps this program on the air. Whether your pledge is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
It's 6:42. It's still early. Make a difference before you even leave the house. Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll have made a great start to your day.
A gift to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a gift to the entire community. You enjoy this radio station, and so do many others.
Make your pledge right now for yourself and for the community. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, six more pledges to reach our goal and about 17 minutes to get those six pledges.
Five pledges now.
Oh,
just
good.
Got one.
There we go. That we can do it. I hope we can exceed that goal.
Yeah,
let's get this first day of the fall pledge drive
let's
off.
Let's get
on
a million pledges this hour.
That's my new goal. 1 million pledges. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio service. And listeners, you made it all possible. Your gift today ensures a bright future for the programs that you rely on every day. You can make your centennial gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And don't forget, when you give, you will be entered into a drawing for that that really cool centennial celebration package.
That's right. And this pledge drive, we're offering something else that's very special. You can ask for the latest WPR travel mug that features three Wisconsin landscapes where you might listen to WPR. And that can be yours when you give $20 a month. There's a picture at WPR.org where you can make your pledge, or you can go old school, pick up the phone. That's cool too. 888-202-2552.
I have to really examine these three different landscapes, but
it's kind of a lot to take in.
Yeah, I know, but it's very nice, and it's always good to have a travel mug filled with coffee on your morning or afternoon commute, and you can show off your pride and your support in Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you to Jay from Verona, who pledged, and he says, WPR is my wake-up-to-the-day news source. Thank you very much, Jay, for your pledge. Three more pledges to go. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Bill. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manors, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there, hey, smelt that dairy.
This is a fall foods edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Chef Monique Hooker. We're talking about getting the most out of the bounty of fall, and we're welcoming your questions and your suggestions about fall foods and making making dishes out of our fall foods. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the new Ideas Network Facebook page. Certainly doesn't feel like fall with temperatures in the 80s, 90s, maybe even with the heat index hitting 100 degrees. Talking with Monique on how that has kind of changed our crops and our harvest to some extent. But we know that cooler days are on the way, days when we might want to make that pot of butternut squash soup. And we have a recipe that Monique provided us that we will post on our Facebook page and on our website. So we talked about butternut squash soup. We've talked about apples. We have a great recipe for apple strudel with vanilla sauce as well. So you can check that out. And we, again, welcome your questions and your favorite dishes. Nancy in Grafton is with us. Hi, Nancy.
Well, good morning.
Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to, Nancy?
Well, this weekend, some of my daughters and I are going up to Marathon County. And on Highway 153, there's an orchard up there that we read about, and it's called the Rock Ridge Orchard. And they have Oh, let's see. They have over 5,000 trees and 25 different varieties. They built a new barn up there, and this month was the first time that they had wedding receptions up there, and they have a licensed kitchen, and they sell pies and strudels and all kinds of caramel apples and all kinds of things, cider. And so we're going to go up there to see this rock, this orchard, and it's a Knetter family that has this. It's a whole family. The whole family works
that
on it.
That sounds wonderful.
It sure does. Wonderful. Now, what is the name of the orchard, Nancy?
It's called the Rock Ridge Orchard.
Yeah.
And it's 153 in Marathon County.
Thank you so much, Nancy, for letting us know.
Good to know.
And that's kind of nice, too, to be able to go to a place where somebody else made all that stuff, too.
That's true. And we have to learn to take advantage of that. Like that, one of the things that's going on that's kind of difficult to do this fall is because of the weather, is fermenting vegetables and doing sauerkraut. The temperatures are too high.
What are they too high for in terms of?
Well, because of the fermentation takes place, you know, 90 degrees, can you imagine? Because it's done at room temperature. And sauerkraut, the same thing. It has to stay around 50 degrees or 50, 60 degrees for good sauerkraut to happen. So even though you put in the basement or your cold space, it's still too hot for that. So that's being delayed a little bit. But, you know, it's fine, too, because cabbage really tastes best once they've been hit by frost. So when a cabbage or Brussels sprout have been hit by frost, they turn so sweet. They don't have that sulfuric flavor that they have when it's so hot like it is now. This weather here with cabbage, I call those cabbages, and they're just like teenagers. They don't know which way to feel. One day they're good, and next day they're bad and whatever. You know, so I just leave them alone now until they've been hit by frost.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing to remember. And then you can make the wonderful sauerkraut, and you can make wonderful fermented vegetables. You can still do fermented vegetables. I'm not saying that, but you got to pay attention to them a little closer. So if you've never done it, I would wait a little bit to do that.
Yeah, I think Fermentation Fest is coming up sometime in early October. It might be the 7th and 8th of October.
Which is in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You can't believe that it's already here. But yeah, fermentation is one big thing. You know, there's so many ways to preserve food. Dehydration is another one. A lot of people are slicing vegetables, dicing vegetables, dehydrating them, fermenting vegetables, canning vegetables, freezing vegetables. So there's so many different ways. You have to pick and choose which one you want to do. But one thing to put vegetable up, Joy, is to really calculate how much you need for your family. So look at the months from between Thanksgiving and March, for example, and how many weeks you have, and kind of project your menu a little bit so you don't put things in the freezer and forget about them, or canning and forget about them. So it's a little organization that I suggest people to do, and not to forget to put dates on things so you know when you put it up. So it reminds you to use them or to give them as a gift. People love to have something you've made, you know,
yeah.
So it's really wonderful to do.
Let me thank, by the way, John Munson, who is back as a fill-in host on Wisconsin Public Radio after he retired about a year ago. And he sent me a jar of pickles, and I'm thrilled because they're actually last year's crop, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Because he's making, right now he was making the pickles for, and it takes a while for them to process or something, I think.
Well, it depends what you pickle and what the process you're using. I know this summer I was down in Madison with a friend, Elizabeth, and we spent a whole day putting dill pickle up, dill green beans up because farmer's market in Madison was just beautiful green beans. So we bought bushels and bushels, and they all went to friends. And it's wonderful to be able to do that with friends. And that's another thing. Don't be in your kitchen by yourself. Do not do that. Bring a friend in. Make it a group. Remember the old days. I like to use the word the old days because people think that putting food is old-fashioned. But they were never alone. It was always a team of villagers or family members in the kitchen. They used to have a summer kitchen, so the heat outside would stay outside, not in the kitchen. So as for canning, for example, I bought a turkey you know, people use for hunting, those deep fryers to fry wild turkeys. I use one of those to do my canning, so it's outside the kitchen. It's on the porch. And that's another little trick that's kind of fun to do. Another thing I like to mention is that don't forget that Wisconsin is becoming a big producer of hazelnut. So look around for hazelnut. People are starting to grow and harvest hazelnut. I certainly am harvesting my hazelnut. But putting nuts in your food is great, you know.
I love hazelnuts. Yeah, that would be great. Let me bring in a caller, Monique. Catherine in Ashland has an apple a curry recipe, Catherine. Go ahead.
Hi, Catherine.
Good morning. Thank you for the program. It's a mushroom curry, but it has mushrooms, obviously, then, but it has apples in it and tomatoes, so this is a really good time of the year to make it. And then even though I like, you know, the purchased curry powder, you actually make your own mix of spices in this.
Oh, good.
It's very, very good. It's from the very first Moosewood cookbook that Molly Katzen put out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. Yeah.
Yes, and it's one of those dishes that's even better, like you make it one day and have it the next day.
But what a mixture, though. You say that it's got apples and what else? And mushrooms, did you say?
Mushrooms, tomatoes, celery, a little bit of coconut, and then your mix of spices, cumin, cinnamon, turmeric, ginger, dried mustard.
It sounds very, very Indian.
Yeah, thank you very much, Catherine, for that. I never would have thought to put mushrooms and apples together. We also have a question from a listener who says, I've always wanted to like squash, especially this time of year. It's beautiful and tempting, but something about the taste is just not my favorite. Do you have any suggestions for a squash hater to reform?
The best thing to do is to roast it in the oven. The reason a lot of people don't like the squash because it gets peeled and it gets boiled and it doesn't bring out the best side of them. You know, and it's just, you have to cuddle the squash. That's what I say to people. It become a completely different animal. It's really wonderful. And I really suggest to do that with all your squash, your butternuts, your acorn squash. And there's so many squashes out there, another different variety. And even a little pumpkin to make soup, pumpkin soup. Just roast them in the oven. That heat turns that sugar that they have naturally in really on. It really makes it taste good. And even your spaghetti squash, I just poke a few holes in the spaghetti squash, put them in the oven until you press and the firmness goes away and they give a little bit, and then take them out of the oven and let them cool, and then you can open it up and pull it out with a fork and makes wonderful vegetable spaghetti.
Monique, thank you so much for inspiring me and our listeners, and I am going to take you up on your offer. Next time I'm in the area, I'll call ahead.
And you have a great, great venture in your next jaunt. Okay?
Thank you very much. Monique Hooker is a chef, a retired teacher, and author, she lives in the Driftless area. So we made our goal, Bill Martins.
Yeah, we are off and running here. That's great. We had a goal of 10 pledges. We've heard from 13, so that's outstanding. Thank you so much. Let's keep this going. You know, let's keep getting these pledges. We've got, you know, 8 or 9 more days of this, so let's get off strong here. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make that pledge.
Yeah, you've probably found yourself hovering near the radio, drawn into a great discussion. You need to get somewhere, and that discussion is just too interesting to ignore. You appreciate the guest knowledge. You appreciate the caller's questions and views. Because that's happened to you, make your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We don't expect any 1 or even 100 listeners to carry the costs of the programming you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. In fact, there's an advantage to having the bulk of our budget come from thousands of listeners like you.
When we have a wide base of support, it makes for a more sizable and stable organization. So join in. Become a member. You decide the amount. Maybe it's $10 a month or $20 a month. That would be a good starting place. Then pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, think about what you spend money on each day. Maybe it's coffee or lunch out. That's at least a few bucks a day, right? It's easy to spend that kind of money on something that's part of your daily routine.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a part of your daily routine, too. It's your daily news source. It's your conversation starter. It's your place to learn. So spend some money on it as well today and every day, maybe a dollar a day, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Remember to ask for our fun new WPR travel mug. That can be yours when you give $20 a month or more. It'll keep your coffee, your beverage nice and warm or cold, and you'll show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio as well. Again, that's yours for $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Sandra from Madison, who says, WPR informs and entertains me in many ways. I especially like the diversity and points of view of those being interviewed. Thank you, Sandra, for your pledge, and thank you for your support. You can make your pledge, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Ideas Network.